Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now, deep in the heart of Texas, while he's out there traveling right now, he is one of the product developers, among other things, from what I know that he does, at Spikes Tactical. He joins us once again, Nick Goff. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. I've been thinking long and hard about some of these things, and some of these things that I want to ask about and everything else. And item number one, of course, is how are we coming on the truck gun?
Good, as far as I know. Going to get a status update on that tomorrow for you as soon as I get back in the office. But as far as I know, we're on track, so should have it any time now.
Then I just have to find some 300 blackout ammo.
It's not too hard these days. I feel like
is
the ammo situation is getting a little bit better. Not necessarily price-wise, but availability is starting to loosen up a little bit, depending on, you know, obviously what you're looking for.
Well, I get this sense that I'm going to like this gun. And like this gun, then I'm going to want to shoot this gun a lot. And that's going to mean I'm going to need to find a good ammo source that I can buy some 300 blackout. To bring everybody up to speed, Spikes is building me a truck gun, which is an AR-15 pistol configuration. How long is the barrel on this?
We went with an 8.1.
8.1, and it's going to have a threaded barrel on it, so later on down the road I can put a suppressor on it. And this is all going to be, I've actually shot one in that configuration before. They're splendid rifles. And it'll be one of these things that I drive a pickup truck. This will fit in my pickup truck really well. It'll probably work fairly well even without the suppressor. I'm almost certain it is. It'll just run faster with the suppressor, won't it?
Well, obviously the key with the suppressor is, you know, for your application being a truck gun, You're planning on the event and possible scenario where you're having to use it in defense, and at that point you're not going to be necessarily concerned with putting your hearing protection on. So
right.
With suppressed, and you know, even if you decided to go and run subsonic ammo, you're going to be even quieter. So it kind of allows you to have that added benefit.
I got to tell you, I have shot one of these exactly as you have it configured. Coming, I think the barrel may have been 0.6 inches shorter. Right, seven
yeah,
and a half.
We've changed around a little bit. Shorter.
Are you still? Are we still? Say that again. I didn't understand what you said.
I said over the years we've configured them a little differently over time, everywhere from an 8.7 inch all the way down to just under 8 inch.
Right. The one that I shot, it was suppressed and everything else, and it was probably not as nice as this one's going to be. So this is going to be an interesting thing to experience on my side. And this, by the way, when we were talking about, well, what are we going to get? What do I get this year from Spikes? This is Nick's decision. Nick is the designer of this gun, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's obviously going to be some listeners that are probably like, well, why are you doing a 300 blockout? And, you know, the reason is exactly what I just was explaining, is it kind of increases your ability to run subsonic ammo in a defense scenario, which has kind of what you described as being the primary application for it. So
right.
Not your everyday range gun that you're looking to design, it's a specific application to have in your truck gun for defense purposes.
Right. So, now, with 300 Blackout, which I have owned one, I don't think I've ever shot one. Well, I have shot one, but it wasn't mine. The one I owned, I never shot, and the one I've shot, I never owned. So, with 300 Blackout, is there any... What are the benefits to that besides that? Because I really don't know that much about the caliber. I should, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little bit larger of a projectile, and the primary benefit of it, and, you know, again, it kind of goes into your application, is that there's a little bit less likelihood of over-penetration. So, you know, if you are in a collateral damage-rich scenario, it does mitigate that a little bit better than, you know, your laser beam type 5.56 or something like that. That tends to have a little bit more over-penetration capability.
Does it, and now... When I heard about the 300 Blackout, my first thought on that was that they were trying to come out with something that would work in an AR-15. In the AR-15 magazines, it would maybe compete with the 7.62. Was I way off on that one?
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't really know the exact origins of where 300 Blackout came from or the thought process behind it, but that's definitely kind of the spot that it's attempted to fill. So... You know, whether that was their initial intent or not, that's kind of the purpose and the home that it did find.
And I'll be able to use all of my AR-15 magazines that I already have to load 300 Blackout into, won't I?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, what I do recommend people do, though, is put some kind of marking on those, whether, you know, they make those like rubber bands almost now that are labeled.
Yeah.
So just something, because you don't want to flip some 5.56 into there, or vice versa, and just kind of save yourself the headache down the road.
And the hands. And your face.
Yeah. And your face.
I'm very eagerly anticipating this. I had not... When you said that, when you started talking about being able to mark them, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you're going to want to do. I guess I'm going to have to make a whole kit for that.
I mean, it'll fit in any pouch or anything like that that you already have for your standard AR-15 magazine. So it is just something you're looking to have completely set up and just grab and go. Then yes, obviously I would have a dedicated either chest rig or bandolier or whatever type of setup it is that you're looking to run in your truck.
I actually have everything in this 5.11 bag that'll hold four magazines, and it holds two more if I lay them in there. And it will strap. It's a bag, but it will strap to me like a bandolier. And it's also got room for. I don't know what it's called and everything. And I want to talk about that in the next segment, simply because you have a little more recent military experience than I do. Plus, you're still out there, quite viable. You could probably go back in the military if you wanted to, because you're a bit younger than me. And I want to talk about your loadout. Huh? You don't know about now.
The time's running out. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, much closer to it than mine would be, I think. But in any event, that's coming up next. We're gonna pick his brain about stuff about loading out and all this other stuff, which I've never actually talked to Nick about. Spikes Tactical. This is just a rugged AR-15 setup. The parts are rugged. The finished rifles are rugged. They have the most, and I believe it's called the R2 or the RS2, which is a muzzle device, which when you look at it, you're like, it can't be much. And then it just makes the gun just not move. you could balance a glass of water on it when you're firing the gun with that muzzle blast. Just all of their things, all of their pieces are very forward-looking. Talking to Nick Goff, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Nick Goff. He is, what exactly is your title at Spikes Tactical?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the intro. A little bit of everything.
Right.
Definitely spend most of the time with the product side and the marketing. But yeah, we all kind of wear multiple hats because kind of pulling our resources and our skill sets together tends to produce a little bit of a better product than even if it's just one person.
The other thing, I guess, you get to be a gun test pilot, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
That is sort of an enviable job to have, I would imagine. So
it is.
Let's talk about your loadout. Now, when I look at pictures of you, it seems like you're sort of a DMR kind of guy. You like a little bit of, you don't mind being up close, but you really like it if you can hit somebody a long way away. When you're in your truck or vehicle or whatever it is you motor around in, what is in your truck?
A little bit of everything. So typically I have definitely have a long gun of some nature, but obviously I have my everyday carry set up as well, which could range anything from a 43X to a 7 Glock 17, depending on where I am, what I'm wearing. It's all kind of up for changes depending on the situation. But typically I try to carry something that will give me the opportunity to get back to my vehicle to more stuff, if that makes any sense.
It does. So you have not been tempted to go to a Glock 45 then, huh?
No, and I think it's just a familiarity thing and just a comfort thing, and I'm by no means, which kind of sounds odd given my profession, but I'm not the have 600 guns. I have my one for certain applications, and you know, they all kind of have their purpose, and
right.
That's what I select from. I don't really feel the need to have 30 choices for one job kind of thing.
I don't. I think right now I have 8 handguns. And 1, 2, 3, 4 ARs.
That's a pretty fair number.
A shotgun, a lever gun, 2 lever guns.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate truck gun right there.
I really wish you guys made lever guns. I can only imagine what your lever gun would look like. But then, anyway, I'm digressing. Huh?
I cannot say it's not been on the table. And I cannot say that it's off the table either. So.
Well, given the direction they're going in, I need to stay with you guys at least long enough to find out if that's the case. Because if you guys made a lever gun, there's going to be a lot of talking going on between me and Cole.
Well, if you knew Spike and Cole pretty well, that you would know that that's kind of their personal favorite. So,
anyway, back to the loadout. So with the loadout, you're pretty basic. With your long gun,
yeah.
When you say your long gun, are you carrying a standard? Mm-hmm. AR? Are you carrying a slightly longer? Because
on any given day, chances are I have more than one in my vehicle just by nature of my job and just nature of bringing them back and forth between home and work. But my grab and go, or as you kindly put it earlier, my shit hit the fan kind of gun.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 16-inch SPR type of setup, but it really kind of boils down more so to the optics that I have mounted. So I have a loophole 3.6 to 18 with an offset red dot. So
wow.
I'm really, really kind of covered from, you know, up close personal to reach out and touch something. But that's just for me. That's just my comfort zone, is having something I can have a reflex sight on and clear some rooms and do that type of work, or have some kind of observation of capability as well. So definitely definitely my comfort zone just based on the amount of time I've spent with a setup similar to that. So, yeah, that's my my Armageddon setup, if you will.
Right. How much in your Armageddon setup, like, and I ask this a lot because I'm just curious about this, because, like, when I asked John Farnham how many spare magazines he carries for his pistol,
right,
he goes two for his Armageddon setup, two, both
yeah.
of them. That's it.
Yep.
For his rifle, on the other hand, because he's like, well, if I've got my rifle, I don't know how much I'm going to want to go to my handgun.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, the goal is to have enough on you to either handle the scenario as is or get back to more, you know, kind of fight to your ghost. And then obviously given, you know, kind of the scenarios we've seen in the news as of late, I think everyone's seeing that may be more than a couple magazines of pistol to have on you. So typically when I get back to my vehicle, I have inside that bag is a plate carrier. On the plate carrier, I have three mags. On the belt, I have another two, plus what's in the gun. And then the bag itself has extra mags. So I tend to take the approach of I'm going to outfit myself, but then I can also plus up someone else who may be able to help, but does not have, you know,
stuff.
Have the extras on
yeah.
hand. So, and then, of course, you have to have medical and whatnot as well.
Right. Now, when I was in the service, when I was in my 20s, we didn't have plate carriers. I don't know if they would have actually issued us anything if World War III had happened on the European landmass, but we didn't have plate carriers. And so we never trained with plate carriers. And when I was talking to John Farnham again, because John Farnham is a little older than me, I'm 61, he's in his 70s, I simply asked him, do you travel with a plate carrier? And he said, why would I? And I said, well, John, because you might need it. And he said, well, let's look at where you might would need it. In the city, maybe. But are you going to stick to the city if things go really bad? Are you heading for the woods? Because if you head for the woods, you're going to want to be able to move a little faster. And plus, unless you've trained with one of these things day in and day out, how much learning curve do you want to have if all of a sudden, for the first time ever, you put that on and you haven't ever trained with it, and now you all, in addition to all of your ammo and everything, you've got a, you know, 12 pounds of plates and plate carrier and everything else on you. So that's why I don't have a plate carrier. I want to explore this a little deeper when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. Nick has a very enviable position at Spikes Tactical. He gets to design a weapon. He gets to go test the weapon. Gets to carry him home and look at him, do a little homework here and there. And then he makes recommendations. He has designed the gun that I have coming here very shortly. I let him pick out the components. I let him pick out the design and the specifications of it. Spikes Tactical. Go check them out at SpikesTactical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Indiana police chief says a suspect in a mall shooting used a rifle to carry out the attack. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen says the suspect had multiple weapons, and over 100 rounds of ammunition with him Sunday in the city just outside of Indianapolis. The suspect ended up being shot and killed by another armed Good Samaritan. Customs and Border Patrol is reporting more than 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border last month alone, the highest for June ever reported. The terrorist screening database also flagged 6 hits in June, bringing the total to 56 for this year so far, which is nearly double the 30 in the previous 4 years combined. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Monday, losing 215 points. USA Radio News. Europe is facing a record-breaking heat wave this week. French officials have warned of a heat apocalypse, while large portions of England have been issued for the first-ever red extreme heat warning. The scorching temperatures have caused emergency services to be stretched thin across Europe. This as firefighters are continuing to put out blazes.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, and Slovenia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Gas prices fell another nickel over the weekend. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular is down to $4.52 a gallon. South Carolina could fall below $4 a gallon any day now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, and we're talking about loadouts. Now, your loadout sounds a little more comprehensive than mine. Mine's just going to be a bag I grab. Do you do the whole thing with the big belt and the big holster and all the other stuff for your Glock 17, or how does that work out?
To it, like I was saying, you know, I have my everyday carry, which could change depending on, like I said, the scenario, if you will, and the application right. I could be potentially using. But I tend to have access to it because, like I said, it's a lot easier to have it and put it on versus want it and not have it.
Right.
So, you know, kind of my thing with the plate carrier is, you know, obviously, as with every piece of equipment you have, whether it's night vision, medical, whatever, firearm, you know, obviously you need to train with it if you're going to have it, not just have access to it. So
right.
My plate carrier, it's on hand. If I have time and the situation were to dictate, then absolutely going to wear it. Same thing with the belt. You know, some of those scenarios we've seen as of late, that type of setup would work perfectly because there's enough time of inaction to put them into practice, whereas others, you're kind of stuck with what you have on you.
Yeah, yeah. I tend to agree with that. One thing, I thought chest rig, belt, now the bag that I've got, which actually holds more than the belt. The thing I like about the belt is it would work, especially if I do the whole inner belt, outer belt thing.
Right.
I could convert that from being a, you know, a concealed carry sort of setup to, full-blown battle rattle sort of setup. But, I mean, it really comes down to, that was also a piece that we never had. When I was in the military, I was an M60 gunner, so I got issued a 45 ACP that I carried on a tanker holster. And everything else was LBE. I don't know if we were faster back in those days and we could just dodge those bullets or what. Whatever was going on, we just didn't wear as much. And, we didn't think about... But, I mean, do you think about things like water? Do you think about things like food?
Personally, I mean, I don't think I carry that necessarily on me in those scenarios. I mean, as long as you're eating and drinking throughout the day, it's not necessarily something I'm going to take the time to throw on my kit if something were to happen. Because, again...
Right.
We have to be realistic about the scenarios that gear is designed for, whether it's or if you're being reactive to something versus proactive to something.
Right.
Unfortunately, no matter the training and no matter the equipment you have, sometimes it's a scenario where you don't necessarily have the position to address it accordingly. And then sometimes you're in the situation where you may want to have that because someone's not addressing it accordingly and it does fall on you. So I prefer to have more with me at all times than less. So I don't ever want to be, I guess, that person who could have done something and I didn't or was unable to just because I didn't have the equipment.
Right. The only time because of your job, this is stuff you carry with you every day, right?
Right.
See, I normally don't start amping up my in-case stuff unless I'm going to be an hour or more away from the house. So, like my chiropractor, when he's not cruising Alaska, he's 2 hours away. I'm in Greenville. He's in Columbia, so I have to drive from the upstate to the mid-state. And when I do that, I normally carry some in-case stuff. But because of where I'm at, like if I'm in Columbia, and I do carry water, and I do carry a little bit of food, and I do that because in case something happens when I'm on the highway, if it happens while I'm on the highway, and I mean, I don't carry nearly enough to do anything sustained, but I do carry enough to where at first I'm going to be one of the only ones out there that has anything. So, that's where I'm thinking, although I probably need to rethink a few things.
Well, I think it also boils down to being realistic about what types of scenarios, situations you're willing to get involved in.
Right.
If it's something purely where you're looking for self-protection and more so to escape and evade than respond and address, then that looks different, you know? I think we're kind of seeing a lot now of our the armed citizen. I mean, I think it was twice today in the news where the Good Samaritan handled the situation because
right.
They were obviously right there. So I think just being realistic and, you know, it's not always shooting, right? Medical is a huge thing as well. A lot of people I see with these kits on their car or on their belts or whatever that their setup is, but they've never once taken a look at the stuff that's in it or how to use it.
Right.
We've had people come through medical courses and 90% of what's in their medical kit is expired, or they bought it off Amazon and it's a Chinese knockoff, and the moment you try to apply the tourniquet, the windlass snaps in your hand. So all stuff that we're more apt to use medical stuff, car accidents, whatever the case may be, than necessarily using our firearm. So I think the loadout considerations need to go much deeper than just the firearm.
I especially like it when I see these guys showing their EDC where they've got two pocket knives, a flashlight mounted on the handgun, two spare magazines, a kit, and I'm just wondering, you know, I look at them and I'm like, how much does all that stuff weigh that you're walking around with? Do you carry that much stuff on you?
No, I personally, my EDC is not that expensive. You know, at night I may throw flashlight in my pocket if I'm doing that, but again, I usually have one in my vehicle, so
right.
I get in and out of my vehicle. I think that's the thing, is a lot of people like to carry everything all of the time, which is fine if that's what makes them feel safe, because ultimately that's what your EDC is designed for, is what you're carrying so you feel safe, protected, like for yourself, your family, your friends, whatever the case is. But I think also being realistic and tailoring it to situations is also a perfectly acceptable approach. You don't have to carry all the things all the time if you have access should the situation change.
Right. Well, we're coming up on... Yeah?
No, I was just saying I'm not willing to go ahead and buy an entirely new wardrobe just because I feel the need to carry 65 extra items.
We're coming up on the next break. SpikesTactical.com. This is where you can go shopping. And, you know, you can look at parts. If you're not looking for an entire rifle, you can look at parts. You can look at... Did we just lose him? Did we just lose me? Okay, I hear me now. Did we lose Nick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there he is. So anyway, you can find all of this stuff at SpikesTactical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Nick Goff. He is the, he's a lot of things at Spikes Tactical, and he graciously accepted my invitation to come on. Are you on the road right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Screaming east.
I hear you. So let's talk about a couple of things that I want to talk about. Now, for the average bear with their AR-15, are they going to be better off with iron sights, red dot, or telescopic? And I know that that's going to be really a thing about preference, but if this is just going to be one of these oh-no guns.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's a preference thing. It's an application thing. It's a how you are as a shooter thing. A lot of people with poor vision, the red dot to them is sometimes kind of a nightmare. Blurry, right. It's hard to pick up. Same thing with iron sight. What I would say is that no gun should be without iron sight, whether they're the primary or the backup, because technology fails. Magnification glass gets cracked. Or fogged or something of that nature. So always having a very robust, durable, dependable set of backup iron sights is important on any firearm, whether it's a pistol or a rifle. That being said, I think 90% of the people would probably steer towards a red dot just for its ease of use. Just kind of put it on there and pull the trigger, right? So... I think the kind of determining factor of who likes red dots is those who spend the time learning how to locate them when they present the firearm. a lot of times they're struggling with it. They're like, this thing's stupid, and they don't want to spend the time figuring it out. So, but yeah, I would say red dots tend to be more applicable for a day-to-day shooter.
So with iron sights, I mean, do you recommend a set? I mean, are the M-Bus ones by Magpul good enough, or anything? Do you recommend something a little more robust?
Yeah, they're good enough. They're for sure. They're a pretty durable, heavy-duty type polymer sight. Nothing is without issues, if you will. You can pro and con just about any item out there, and you should, because that's how you figure out if it's for you or not. So you're going to find some shooters are good with the backup M-Bus sights, because that's all it's used for, is a backup. Some prefer a little bit more of a refined, precise type of sight. The ones that we developed specifically for that were for people who enjoyed shooting iron sights and still wanted to have a very precise set of sights that they could use to shoot for fun, that it was their primary go-to type of thing. So you'll find that the ones that we manufacture and we sell are a precision-oriented iron sight. Now, the backup aperture you can make bigger or smaller, so it does give you the ability to acquire a little bit quicker or refine your sight picture and sight alignment a little bit more, depending on your seating.
So let's go to something else. Let's go to, and see, when I was in the military, the sling that we had for the M16 was, it was the one that went underneath the weapon. It was strapped onto the buttstock and to the forward handguard. And it was our, I always referred to that one as the Order Arm Sling, because that's the one where we march around with it and sling arms. Nothing at all like the single point, two point, three point slings that are available today. I have tried the single point sling, and the single point sling, to me, I could see where it would be okay, except you do have a weapon that is flopping all over the place if you don't actually have full control of it.
Right.
Which way do you veer when you're looking at a sling?
I'm pretty heavy on the 2-point. My military background, I was climbing over and climbing up a whole plethora of things to get into position a lot, so it was nice to be able to sling it on my back and kind of have it out of the way. Whether you're doing that, or you're working on a casualty, or anything really requiring your hands, it's nice to be able to sling it and get it out of the way and not have to worry about it flopping around. You can always swim out of that 2-point sling and essentially make it a single point.
Right.
So for me, it's really hard, unless you're just dedicated purpose for maybe like CQB. I can see people really saying the single point is for them. Outside of that, I have a really hard time finding an advantage to that you can't achieve with a 2-point. Also, with a 2-point, just from my personal application, I like being able to use it to support my position to make a much more precision shot capable.
Right.
So, there's far more advantages to a 2-point than a single point, and it'd be hard for me to debate anyone and accept any points really on that topic.
So with a 2-point sling, I see a lot of these guys that seem to like to want to throw the sling up to where it's only around their neck when they bring the rifle up to shoot. And I guess you're talking about wrapping the sling in your forward hand to give you a little more stability with it and to hold the weapon a little more stable. But do you go through all of those? All of those moves to try to get to where you want it to be, or do you just let it hang where it is and just throw it up and go?
Yeah, I mean, I tell everyone in classes that you're never going to be able to achieve necessarily the perfect sling setup for every occasion. It's going to be different if you're wearing a plate carrier versus not a plate carrier. It's going to be different if you're trying to support for a longer shot or a CQB type of application. So you're kind of trying to look for that 90% answer that applies to most situations. The biggest mistake I see people make is they set it up to what they think is perfect to cut off all the slack, tape down, rubber band down, whatever the end of it, and now they're restricted to it being set up how it is. Well, I like to have a little bit of slack in there so I can adjust it down the road if I need to. If I change my plate carrier, if I decide to wear a backpack over my plate carrier or just a backpack in general, I like to have the slack so I can still adjust it on the fly if I need to. So I would say the biggest thing is don't think there's just one answer. There's always going to be adjustability, and depending on what you're doing and wearing and where you are and so on and so forth, you may find that you're constantly adjusting it to find the solution for that.
Right. That's the other thing. If you're going to get into this stuff like plate carriers and slings and optics and everything, you really need to put that stuff on and go out and train with it and see what works and what doesn't, don't you?
For sure. And, I mean, when you start getting into plate carriers or the belt setups, even just the sling being mounted to the front of the rifle versus back next to the magazine well is going to play a big difference when you drop that rifle to transition to your pistol. That sling can now start getting caught up in magazines or on pouches. So you really do need to kind of run it through the gamut of scenarios that you may face and really identify equipment issues. You know, maybe it's moving a mag pouch. Maybe it's adjusting the sling. So ultimately, you really need to spend time on those setups to really become familiar before you make a end-all, be-all decision.
Right. That's interesting. Listen, I look forward to hearing from you about the truck gun and everything else. I look forward to the next time you come on. We will definitely cover some more ground because I'll build up more questions and everything. He had taken the time to text me saying, when can I come on? I was like, whenever you want. And then he got busy.
Yeah.
So
life jumps around on you.
It sure does. My regards to Cole. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.